All right, are you guys busy people? Yeah? I hear you guys got to read through the entire New Testament in the weekend. I've never done that. That's pretty cool. You've done something I've never done. That's pretty cool. Did you find that to be fun?
Yeah.
All right, good. So one of the things I've found that is as I've read through the Bible, that Jesus loves to tell stories. Did you notice that? He's always telling a parable. People are asking him questions. He's asking them questions, and then he's using a story. So I found that if the creator of the universe, when he was on this earth and he was the greatest teacher, what he used was stories. I'm going to start my time with you with a story. Now, some of you might remember this story from when I was here and I shared it at Akrafest. It's called the Dandelion Story, right? Now, I find this to be a really cool parable because God used something so simple like a dandelion to teach me some amazing things. But I already asked, you're busy people, and I don't want to waste your time. And you don't want me to waste your time, right? Okay, so here's the best thing we could ever do. I'm going to pray for you guys. But while I'm praying silently, I encourage you to pray for me. And this is what I ask you to pray. Pray that the Lord can use me to speak to you, right? So that your time isn't wasted because you never get it back. Right? It's the most valuable thing that God has given you. And I take it very, very seriously that you're giving me something of your life that you can never get back. And I don't want to waste it. I want to bless you. Lord has blessed me, and I want to bless you. And so pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you. And then we're going to let God do his thing. We're going to trust him, okay? All right? So I'm going to pray. You guys pray too. All right. Dear Holy Father, Lord, I want to just pray for my young people here, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, you know my insecurities, you know my fears, you know where I'm unable to reach the heart, but you can. Lord, you know each one of us in here, you have a message for each one of us throughout this week, and you want to build and build and build until we're face to face with you. And so Jesus, I pray for my young people, and I pray that they will come to know you this week in a new way, in a special way. That they'll have an experience with Jesus that radically changes their life forever. Father, I pray that you will rebuke the devil, that you will kick him out of here, and that this week might be all about you. Lord, you want to do amazing things in the lives of these young people. You don't want to wait until they're 20s and 30s and 40s. You want to do it right now. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will pour out your spirit upon them right now, that you will fill them with your Holy Spirit, that you will give them spiritual minds to understand spiritual things. And I pray, Father, that you will anoint my heart, that you will cleanse me of my sin, and that you will use me as an instrument to play beautiful music for you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name, and I trust him to do it all and so much more. Amen. All right. So in Luke chapter 11, actually Luke chapter 10, there's this story about Mary and Martha. You guys know that story? Mary and Martha? And Martha's really busy, and Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha gets mad, and so she yells at Jesus, why don't you make my sister work with me? And Jesus says something interesting. He says this, one thing is necessary, and Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken from her. The one thing necessary in life is connecting with Jesus, right? One of the ways we do that today, we call that devotion, spiritual worship, that one-on-one time with Jesus. And the reason it's the most important thing is because God created us to change into his image as we behold him, right? And so Jesus has this parable where he says, consider the wildflowers, how they grow. And so we're going to do that for the next little bit that we're together. All right. So the story starts, I got up one morning and I was going to go for a walk in the morning with my Jesus. And I get up in the morning and what I do is, when I do this, I go, God, you said you want to walk with me today. And so I'm by faith going to walk, and I ask that you walk with me. And as we're going, will you teach me something about your creation, something that will speak to me today? And I believe that he says to me, yeah, all right, I want to walk with you. And as we're walking this one morning, we're walking, we come to this field, and in this field, it's full of white dandelions, right? When they're right, you're ready to spread, to seed, you know, and they were covered in dew, and it looked like a million little dewdrops, little diamonds. This whole field was shining. It was beautiful. And God spoke to my heart, and he said, Ricky, learn the lesson of the dandelion. And so for the next couple of hours, I sat there as the Holy Spirit began to just unfold things to me about himself from the dandelion. And the cool thing about the dandelion is we all know what that is, all right? And so here's the story. It starts like all good stories. Once upon a time, there was a field. Now, this field stretched for miles and miles in every single direction. It had the most beautiful green grass that your eyes had ever seen. It was the softest grass that you had ever felt. It had these wonderful rolling hills. And if you and I were there today, we would say that field was perfect. It was that type of field that when you saw it, you just wanted to run, and you wanted to jump, and you wanted to just play in the field. You wanted to be like a little kid again. You just wanted to roll in the grass. It was that type of field. And yet, when the Creator looked at that field, he said, man, something's missing. It's not perfect. You know, the reason was is when you looked in that field, the only color that was in that field was green. Now, green's my favorite color. I don't know about you, but it's my favorite color. But there was no pinks. There was no oranges. There was no yellows. There was nothing. It was just green for miles and miles in every direction. And so our Creator came up with the most beautiful plan. I mean, it's crazy, actually, how he would cover that field in yellow. And this is what he did. He decided to create a seed. Not just any seed, mind you, not a big seed, but a little seed. A little teeny tiny black seed. Now, he made this black seed, and he put it in his hand, and he said, little seed, I have created you to do big things. I have a mission for you. Do you want to know my mission? And the little seed said, yeah, I'd love to have a mission. What's my mission? I would love to do anything for you. And the Creator said, well, this is your mission. This entire field, I need you to cover it in yellow. Do you think you can do that, little seed? And the little seed said, actually, no. I'm really small, and if you haven't noticed, I'm not yellow at all. I don't see how this is possible. I think you've made a big mistake. There's no way I could ever cover this field in yellow. And the loving Creator smiled, and he looked at him, and he said, no, you can cover the field in yellow because that's what I created you to do, and that's what you will do. But to ease your little seed mind, I'm going to tell you three things that you can focus on that if you do, you will naturally cover this entire field in yellow. Are you ready for that, little seed? And the little seed said, yeah, but I don't see how anything I do would ever cause me to cover this field in yellow. And so he said, okay, this is what you got to do. Every day, I'm going to give you something to eat, and I need you to eat it. Do you think you can do that, little seed? And the little seed said, yeah, I can do that. All right, the second thing is every day I'm going to give you something to drink, little seed. Will you drink what I give you to drink? And he said, yeah, I think I could do that. All right, third, I need you to stare at my son every single day, and if you do these three things, you will cover the field in yellow. And he said, I can do that too, but I don't see how doing these things will do anything. He said, you don't need to worry about it. Just trust me. Can you trust me? Even though you don't understand, can you trust me? And do these three things. And the little seed said, yeah, I can do that. And so with that, the loving Creator bent down and he made a little hole in the dirt and he put the seed in. And right before he covered it up, he said, remember, eat what I give you to eat, drink what I give you to drink, and continue to stare at my son. And with that, he covered him over with dirt. Immediately, the little seed was thrown into this dark, scary world. Complete darkness. I don't know about you, but I'm scared of the dark still. I'm 36 years old, and I still don't like the dark, man. There's some scary things out there in the dark. You know, when I'm home alone and the lights are out, it's kind of scary sometimes. The floors start creaking. You hear weird sounds, you know. Luckily, I have my wife there to protect me. But it can be scary, right? And this little seed was scared. He began to think about all those scary things that are in the dark, like the worms and the grubs and all the creepy things and the ants and all the crazy stuff. And the more he thought about all the things in the dark, those things began to grow. His darkness began to grow and grow and grow. And it seemed like it was suffocating. His anxiety grew. His depression grew. Everything in this darkness began to grow and grow and grow until he almost had no hope left. And he thought, like, this is terrible. And the more he focused on the darkness, the greater the darkness for him grew. But luckily, a still small voice spoke into his little seed ear and he said, remember, eat what I give you to eat, drink what I give you to drink. And the little seed said, oh, I almost forgot. And so he began to eat from the soil what God gave him to eat that day. And he began to drink what God gave him to drink. And as he did this, as he focused on what God had caused him to or told him to do, amazing thing happened. His world was a little less scary. And he grew. And so his world became a little less dark. And so every day he would eat and drink and he would grow. And he would eat and drink and he grew. And every day his world got a little less scary and a little less dark. And an amazing thing happened. One day as he was eating and he was drinking and he was growing, he got so excited one morning after having this one, receiving what God had given him, he got so excited that he began to just want to praise God. And he began to praise his creator for all the blessings that he gave him. And as he did that, he just, boop, popped up right out of the ground. He was like, whoa! And he realized something amazing, something that he didn't know was happening. As he was eating and drinking what God gave him every single day, he was changing. He was growing, and he didn't even know he was growing. But now he was in a light, in a world of light, and he could see just how much he had changed from what he used to be. And so he got excited. And for the first time, he looks at himself. He's like, look how big I've gotten. Look how much I've changed. I'm so big. And his heart began to grow a little bit of pride. But then at that same moment, he looked out at the field for the very first time. And he had this terrible shrinking feeling came over him. And he realized just how small he really was and just how impossible his mission was. And he thought, man, how will I ever cover this entire field in yellow? How can I ever cover this entire field in yellow? It's impossible. I'm just too small. God's made the biggest mistake ever. Why would he ever choose me to do something like this? I just can't do it. But luckily, in that morning breeze carried a message that morning, and it said, little seed, eat what I give you to eat, drink what I give you to drink, and continue to stare at my son. And the little seed said, whoa, I almost forgot. The sun, I'm supposed to look at the sun. I don't know what a sun is. What is a sun? How am I supposed to look at a sun that, where is this thing? You see, the funny thing is, even though he didn't know what a sun was, and he had never seen a sun, the sun was always there. And from the moment he was planted in the earth, the sun was drawing him to himself. And now that he was in this bright world, a world where his eyes were now open to be able to see, he began to search for the sun. He looked in front of him. No, it's not there. He looked to his right. No. Did he look to his left? He looked behind him. Nope. He knew it wasn't down there because it's so dark. So he decided to look up. And when his eyes hit the sun, his mouth just went. And all that day, he stared at the most beautiful thing his eyes had ever seen. And a strange thing happened as he focused on the sun. All his problems, all his fears, all of his worries, all of his anxieties disappeared. But as the sun went down behind the hills, the little seed got scared. You see, he was like, man, I stared at the sun. I ate what God gave me to eat. I drank what he gave me to drink. And now the sun is gone. There's no more light. It gave all of its light away, and it's gone. And I still haven't covered this field in yellow. And he cried, and he whimpered all that night. But the next morning, something amazing happened. The sun came up again. And day after day, he would stare at the sun, and he would eat what God gave him to eat, and he would drink what God had gave him to drink. And every day, he would grow a little bit taller, and he would begin to stretch farther and farther towards the sun. And one morning, he got up early. He was doing his little plant exercises, and the dew drops were there, and out of the corner of his eye, something yellow caught his eye, and he was like, oh, the sun's up, and he looked. But the sun wasn't up. And he was like, this is weird. And he looked down into that little dewdrop mirror, and he saw something amazing had happened. You see, he had changed yet again. Not only had he gotten taller, but now he was a complete and perfect reflection of the very thing that he had been staring at every single day. You see, the Bible tells us by beholding, we become changed. And he got super excited again, and he was like, I'm doing it! I'm doing it! Can you see how good looking I am? I'm yellow, and I'm big, and I'm awesome! This is great! I'm doing it! And for the first time in this entire field's existence, there was one little teeny tiny pin drop of yellow in that field that stretched for miles and miles in every direction. But then he began to think, but how am I ever going to cover this entire field in yellow? And it's just not, I don't know how that could happen. But he didn't think very long because the sun popped up and he focused all that day on the sun. And day by day, he would be spending time with the sun, eating what God gave him to eat, drinking what God gave him to drink. And yet every night he would be plagued with this question. How will I ever cover this entire field in yellow? But then one day, he was thinking about this question, and it, like a light bulb got turned on. He was like, I got it. I got it. I got to be like the sun. I got to be like the water. I got to be like the food. It's so clear. I don't know how I didn't see it before. I got to live to give. That's it. Every single day, the sun comes up and it gives all of its light away. Every single last drop of light until it's gone and it's just darkness. And yet, for some reason, I don't know how it happens, every single day there's more sun. There's more light. And every day, I drink everything that God gives me to drink until I can't take any more and it's all gone. And yet, for some reason, every morning there's more. And it's the same with the food. That's it. I have to live to give. And the next morning when he got up, something was different. He had changed again. He was no longer a little yellow flower, but he was a little white fluff ball. You see, he had died to self. Right? He was no longer living for him. He was living to give. And so as the wind began to blow, one by one, those little seeds, like little paratroopers, like little kites, they began to float all through that field until at the end of the day, all that was left was one stem. And you would have thought, man, he failed, right? It's just, he's died, it's gone. But we know that when dandelions go white and when they blow all over your yard, that it's only a matter of days, weeks, and months before your yard is completely covered in dandelions. And it's the same with that field. In a matter of months, that entire field was completely covered in perfectly beautiful yellow dandelions. He had done the impossible because he ate what God gave him to eat. He drank what God gave him to drink, and he continued to stare at his son. Now, brothers and sisters, God has given us an impossible mission. He's told us to go into the entire world and preach the gospel of his love. And the thing that's so amazing is the Bible actually says that one day the entire world will be filled with his glory. And you know what his glory is, right? It's his character. It's his goodness. It's his love. It's who he is. So the only way for this world to be covered, filled with his glory, is if there are people in it who are reflecting perfectly his love, his goodness, his mercy, his grace. Brothers and sisters, your mission is just like his. Fill this entire world in yellow, in God's glory. And you look at yourself and you're like, but I'm just a kid. You know, I'm little. I don't know that much, or I know too much, or whatever it might be. You can come up with a million excuses why you couldn't do it. And sadly, too often, our churches love to give you lots of excuses why you can't do it. But God says to you the same thing. He says to that little seed, no, you don't need to know how to do it. I created you to do it, and so you will do it if you just receive me. The food that we're called to eat every single day, the Bible says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Right? God's word is living. It's active. This thing will change you. This thing will empower you. This thing will cause you to grow in ways that you can't even imagine. The water that we're called to drink is the Holy Spirit, who Jesus says that he wants to give you more than your parents want to give you good gifts. He wants to fill you with himself every single day. And the Son of righteousness that brings healing in his wings, is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, before you even knew it, he's been drawing you to himself with his love. We can run from it, we can ignore it, but he's still drawing you. He'll always draw you, and he'll always give all of himself for you. The Bible says he's loved you and gave himself, all of himself, for you. Cool thing is that original in my story, the original dandelion symbolizes none other than Jesus Christ himself. Jesus said himself that if a grain of wheat, and you might remember this when you read through the New Testament in the book of John, if a grain of wheat remains alone, if it doesn't die, it remains alone, and that's it. But if it dies, it produces a huge crop. Jesus gave his life so that we could be. Here's the thing. When a dandelion seed goes out, what does it produce? Don't think too hard. It creates tomatoes? Yeah, there we go. Like, duh, right? Like, it creates dandelions. That's the crazy thing. When Jesus Christ gave his life as that seed that's supposed to reproduce other things, what's it supposed to reproduce? Not little devils, right? It's meant to reproduce a perfect replication of Jesus, which we call Christians. That's what he wants. Jesus lived to give. He lived to die, but he lived to give. And we are to live for ourselves. No, we're live to give. Right? Jesus was implanted in a dark world. There's no other world in this world that is dark, in this universe that's darker than the world that we live in. And your world will get a lot darker if you continue to focus on those things. If you focus on your anxieties, if you focus on your stresses, if you focus on your failures and your mistakes, if you focus on your inadequacies, if you focus on whatever that is not of Jesus, you're going to get more and more discouraged, more and more depressed, more and more anxious. Life will become darker and darker and darker. But if you can turn your focus onto those beautiful things of Jesus, it's amazing. He says he wants to give us peace. He wants to give us rest. He wants to give us hope. He wants to give us a future. He wants to give us his joy. He wants to give you a life to the fullest. He wants to fill you up. The devil wants to drain you, empty you. And when you spend time with Jesus, it's amazing how much you can grow. Now, here's the cool thing. When you see dandelions in your yard, what do you say? Ew, yeah, there we go, I like that. Ew, what, there's a bunch of weeds. And what do you got to do with weeds? Kill them, I love it, kill them. Uproot them, destroy them, right? Now here's the thing, that's exactly right. And so what's the best way to get rid of a dandelion? Eat it? Okay, cool. Yeah, there we go, get it up by the roots, because if you don't get it up by the roots, what happens? It just grows back. Now, here's the cool thing. Jesus tells us that we need to be rooted and grounded in, guess what? His love, right? And if we're rooted and grounded in his love, we can't be uprooted. Did you know that? But one of the things that the devil likes to do and it is the same thing that we like to do. I remember I used to work for my school and I had to do the grounds and I had told to go to the flower beds and weed them. Oh, that's terrible, right? So I found in the shop this big thing called Roundup. And I was like, yes! And just like spraying everything. And here's the thing. I killed the dandelions and I killed everything else. So they didn't let me do that anymore. But here's the thing. I was killing these things. And the devil too likes to use poison to get you guys. He uses addictions. He uses bad habits. He uses music. He uses media. He uses all sorts of things that come in and it just kills us from the inside. Right? But that's the cool thing about the Holy Spirit is though outwardly we might be wasting away because of the Holy Spirit, inwardly we can be renewed, made fresh. Right? Now when the world looks at Christians, they look at us very much the same way as we look at dandelions. Man, they're just a bunch of weeds. Yeah, a bunch of weeds. And they need to be eradicated. And the devil's working very hard to eradicate Christians. And we're told that there will be a day where the Christians are reflecting, those dandelions are just reflecting the glory of God. And there's a decree that says, it's time to get rid of them all at one time. Now, when I see dandelions in my yard and I have my lawnmower, I like to just run them over. Take off their heads. The problem is there's usually a white one in there. And when it hits that white one, the white seeds go everywhere in your yard. And so instead of getting rid of them, I've actually done what? Multiplied them. I spread them. And it's interesting, in the Dark Ages, persecution was at its highest, just taking out Christians left and right. And yet they had this saying that you couldn't kill them, you could only spread them. And actually, the blood of martyrs was actually seed for the Christian church. And instead of eradicating the Christian church, it actually what? Spread it and grew it and furthered it. Persecution throughout history has never eradicated Christians, but it's actually caused them to multiply. And we're told that Satan will follow that example again, and they will do the exact same thing. But there will be this day where he comes and says, okay, done. We're getting rid of them right now, all together. Now, here's the cool thing. When Adam and Eve were created, where were they placed? In a what? In a garden, right? Where do you put flowers? In a garden, right? And so here's the cool thing. It's in this world, this dark world, this messed up world, that the world doesn't appreciate these flowers. They're like, man, those are just a bunch of weeds. Let's get rid of them. And God's like, you don't want them? I'll put them in my what? Garden. And so he comes and he transplants them into his garden. Now, the cool thing about dandelions is they'll grow anywhere. I've seen them in the gutters. I've seen them on roofs. I've seen them in the middle of highways. I've seen them in mountains. I've seen them everywhere, right? And that's the cool thing about Christians is for some reason, because of the Holy Spirit, he takes those seeds and he blows them all over and he plants them right where he needs them to bring beauty and glory, to bring a beautiful fragrance. I don't know. I don't smell dandelions, so I don't know if they're... But flowers can smell good, right? And here's the thing. I've seen dandelions a lot of places, and they can grow in a lot of places, but nowhere I've never seen a dandelion growing inside. I've never seen a dandelion inside a church, inside a building, which tells me God wants his dandelions out there in the world to make it beautiful. Don't fall for the thing that many of us Christians have fallen for, that to be a Christian means this is what I do. I sit in a pew. That's not it. We are to go out. We're to be salt. We're to be light. We're to make the world a better place. God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing. You have been blessed to be here at Highland Academy, whether you think so or not. You've been blessed. And you're being blessed to be a blessing to the world. God is pouring into you now so that you can take it out to those out there. Don't stick here. Go out and be a blessing. Purpose in your heart now to go and be a blessing because you have been blessed. Live, Highland Academy, live to give. All right, who's hungry? All right, good. Let's go. And so while you're eating, remember, God said for you to eat what he gives you to eat, drink what he gives you to, and continue to stare at his son. Amen. Let's have a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for these wonderful young people. Lord, I pray that you will bless them this day. I know you already have, but continue to bless them. And I pray, Father, that you will implant in their heart this desire to not just to be constantly receiving, but now living to just give. And so, Father, bless them today in their schoolwork. Bless the meal that they're going to eat. And I just pray, Father, this week might be a continual outpouring of your Spirit where we cannot contain ourselves and we'll just leave here just praising God. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen. I'll see you guys this evening.